Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Around the World, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. We miss him. And we welcome all of our listeners, our callers. We appreciate each and every one of you. Wouldn't it be nice if the agencies for the disabled called people and said, oh, we appreciate you. We care about you. Do you need anything? Inner Sight would like to say, do you need anything? And we do, of course, but we wish we had the money to give it to you. That's the thing. All right, around the world tonight. You know, I get ideas for shows from people, the things they say, what they do. And tonight's show is no exception. I got the idea for it. Actually, Suzanne came up with the title of the show, but I got it reminded me of something that took place over there in Queens with our dear, dear friend Mary and Maureen, who you hear on the show almost every night. When the social worker, the idiot social worker, made a ridiculous blunder statement. This is your home, she said to Mary. You know, nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, if the residents, if that was their home, would they agree that people from the hospitals should come in and, you know, and stay there and be admitted, given the fact that some of them may have had the virus and other ailments? I mean, think about that. They weren't given a choice. They weren't consulted. They weren't asked. The families weren't, some of the people who may not be that coherent. And by the way, many of them were coherent when they arrived at that nursing home. So what does that tell you? I mean, look how many of them have gotten worse. All right, some of them would have gotten worse anyway, granted. That's how this world is, all right? But a better chance of not getting worse outside a nursing home, with the option of choosing holistic care and help and different things that the medical profession doesn't recognize. I heard a statement today on the news by this guy, a doctor, I call him Fardy. His name is Fossey, I guess. Excuse me, doctor. But made a statement. He's not happy with the way the pandemic is going and the results, you know. And, you know, I guess everybody's guilty of it. I talk to the news sometimes. So I said, well, why don't you consult somebody who may be able to help you, Fossey. You know? You're not happy with what's going on. Why don't you bring somebody in who can enlighten you? You know, there are many holistic doctors. One guy that we're working with now to help Suzanne, a great guy and an intelligent guy who believes in a lot of the holistic healing, Dr. Calipe. Why doesn't he call him and say, hey, let's get together. What do you think we should do here? You know, they don't do that. They make these ridiculous statements. And then the would-to-be president, Biden, comes out with a stupid statement. And I'm glad Trump rejected it. Wants to make it mandatory to wear a mask. What are you going to do, run after people in the street with a gun? I mean, that is so stupid. What he should have said is, I'm going to come up with a mask that boosts the immune system and you wear it for a couple of hours a day or whatever, you know, and it helps you keep virus free. And if you do get the virus, you'd only get a mild version of it. But you see, these politicians are not creative enough. They only know one way. And that's what's bad about the whole thing. And then Ms. Harris blaming Trump for the virus in this country. What kind of a stupid thing is that? Sitting around blaming people? I mean, what are you doing to help? You know, they're going to raise all that money. Are they going to use any of that to help people? Or maybe start a separate fund to help people? I doubt it very much. Let's see if they contact us. We wrote both to Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden right on their website. Let's see how interested any of them are. Currently over there in Washington, bickering and fighting when people need help. Give the money. Give the money. You know, compromise. And then later come back and you can always give more. This is not a time to fight and argue, Congress. You have everything, more than enough. You know, so give it up. The medical profession in this country has failed. They have not protected us from this virus. So the people in the nursing homes were not consulted. They were not asked. There was no vote taken on the part of the people and the part of the relatives of the people who were certainly part of the whole system and should be consulted. So they just brought these people in. How many people got infected? How many people died? The numbers are so, you can't get an accurate number. You know, and how can you trust and believe people who would jeopardize the lives of millions of people who are victims and caught up in nursing homes, many of whom on programs, and nothing was done to activate the program that the person was on to get them out of there. Inner sight remind you. All right. We'll come back and talk some more about this because it's such a horrible, horrible problem. And people are totally forgotten in this situation. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, Inner Sight around the world. Big East, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Akita, the great, great working dog. It can be trained as a service dog, guide dog. They're very intuitive, very intuitive. So consider the Akita's rescue. All right, around the world, Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy Realty, my good buddy over there, 631-888-1186, Islip, New York. You need to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Contact Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. Tell him Inner Sight says hello. All right, what else we got? Around the world, all the beautiful children, and I want to repeat what I said last night because it's worth repeating and it's very important. I think the authorities, the school superintendents or whoever, the legislators, should pass a law, an emergency law, that several holistic doctors be consulted and put on a panel and come up with a substance, be it liquid or an injection, you know, an injection that you would get if you went to a doctor, to strengthen and boost the immune system of children. Now, you can't force them to take it. That's totally against the grain for me. But if they know that it's good for them and it's explained the right way, you might not have to have trouble with them taking it. And, of course, you got to convince the parents that this stuff is it wouldn't be any chemicals. It wouldn't be any thing that would normally hurt a child. And, of course, different doses for different ages and all that. That's what the authority should do. Going back to school, the immune system, very important. Doesn't mean you won't get a virus or a cold. It means you'll get a very mild version of it. They need to cultivate that kind of treatment in this country. All right, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, all the children that we remember, and let the world know not to forget. Go an extra mile for a child. Protect the children. Around the world, Inner Sight, some of our friends, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com. They saved me from being homeless. I'll tell you that. Along with my dear friend, John Corrado. All right. Some of our friends that have helped us in the past, and we hope to call upon them again. Around the world, Inner Sight. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary with his program. 631-484-3085. We appreciate them. Dog food, cat food, medical care for your animal. Give Gary a call. Remember, he survives on donations, so he may not always be able to help, but usually he finds a way. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. And we appreciate all these people who try to make a difference. Long Island Connection. Get them on the Facebook. You know, you got Terry, Bobby, Rocco, and I'll be calling Bobby soon. We're going to go back in the studio. And he's one of our camera guys. All right, let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight, talking tonight about how the people in the nursing homes were fooled, were put upon, were forced to accept ill people into their midst. People who were taken from hospitals, people who were tested, I mean, whatnot. Who knows? The whole thing was so ridiculous. You know? I mean, they'll give you facts and figures, but, you know, you got to read between the lines. Because you can't trust people who would take people who are ill and put them into an establishment with other people who are residents who are spending their money. You know, their money's being taken. I shouldn't say spending. It's being taken by the nursing home. And these people who are residents are not even respected for that. They weren't even asked. What do you think of this? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think we should do it? Do you, you know, I mean, the name of the title is, of these places, nursing home. But that's not really somebody's home. That's just the title. It's just words. That's not really their home. Home means you come and go as you please. You have your friends come in. If you don't approve of certain people coming to your home, you don't let them in. That's a home situation. Especially since you spend money and money is taken from you and very little given to you. Oh, it's $50 a month? That's a disgrace. They don't want you to have a life. Obviously, when you're incarcerated in a nursing home. And that's what it's like. It's like being in prison. Or maybe worse. Because prisoners have a lot of rights. All right. I'm sure that we have people who would like to comment. We're awaiting the arrival of our engineer. You take note of the number 213-816-1650 is the call-in number here, live on Inner Sight. And I'm proud to tell you that we have a meeting coming up next week to discuss our first YouTube show. And I'm very excited about that, and I think it's going to be a big hit. All right. Inner Sight, television, Wednesday night, channel 20, 8:30. They got the reruns. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. That'll be reruns, too, until we can get back in the studio, and I hope that's going to be next month. I'm going to call on Monday and find out what's going on with that. All right, 1997 Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. That goes on the Spirit Channel on Channel 3. So look for us on that program, and we apologize for the reruns. We couldn't get in the studio, so no fault of our own. Talking tonight about the nursing homes and how people were not consulted or asked about the influx of the COVID-19 cases. Now, we talk about New York State, but it happened tri-state. It happened in all states, as far as I know. So it's not just here that we're talking about. And you got to look at it and say, well, why didn't the federal government do something about it? You know? That could be a big technicality, because the states are allowed to a certain degree to administer their own statutes and all that stuff. There's a lot of technical stuff with that, legal stuff. So I don't know how much jurisdiction the feds would have had over this in an emergency atmosphere. Be interesting to find that out. All right, around the world, in a sight, and we do know that people were exposed to this COVID-19, and the other ailments that many had. You know, it's not just the virus thing. There are many, 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 many other contagious diseases and conditions that people brought in to the nursing homes. And mostly, my understanding, the staff, the people who worked there, were the culprits who brought in the germs. So there you have that situation. When people said that Inner Sight was crazy, when we wanted the people who worked there to remain on the premise, you know, maybe in a trailer, and make arrangements for their families and all that stuff. Somebody said to me, "Well, that's like you're kidnapping them." I said, "No, it's not. This is an emergency. All that regular stuff is supposed to be out the window." And then I heard later on that one or two establishments did that in other states. So you see, people say things, and then down the line you come to realize that somebody else thought of it, and it did happen. So it's not such a bad idea that we had. It would have protected the people from some of this virus. All right, in a sight around the world, and hoping we can get some telephoning in here, you know, on this budget of ours, where we're quite limited. But on the other hand, you won't hear a show like this anywhere, only on In a Sight. And even now, why aren't the governors who forced strangers on residents of the nursing homes, why aren't those governors doing something to get these people out, get the people out of these nursing homes? Now, we have come up with a wonderful, great idea that would lower the cost of people who need help to get that help. A volunteer program. And how it would work is you would get people who are already AIDS, who need extra help for their families, and who doesn't right now, especially, and you pay their rent for the month, or you pay their mortgage, or you pay their car insurance, whatever it may be, accordingly to how much time they would donate. Now, that's a lot less than putting somebody on a payroll. The agencies could fundraise for that and ultimately make it work, get people out, and use volunteers who are already trained.
Yeah, it sure is a lot less.
To, you know, go in and take care of people and be a part of... So the governors of all the states who allowed people to come in with the virus and other ailments should put into practice this Inner Sight idea now and get people out. They have all these agencies at their disposal. Don't tell me they can't do it. They could do it if they wanted to. Welcome, InnerSight, engineer and co-host. Suzanne.
Yes, hi.
Are you
How
there?
Are you?
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So honor us with the able news, and then we'll see what we got on the line.
Okay. Yeah, ABLE is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Hi, speaking of signing up.
Yeah.
Sign up at the petition, change.org.
Yeah.
And license the service dog schools. And we have the nursing home petition also that we have to fix
adjust.
That up a little bit. But
Yep. We will. We'll get to it. We just have a lot of
get people out.
Things all in different hats. I have some good news. I stopped
good
one
news.
Medicine. Yeah. Stopped all one right. medicine. So that's a good news, I guess.
Stop the medicine?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Throw it out the window like the old lady did in The Little Rascals?
Yeah, not all of it. I wish I could. That would have been a hallelujah. Yeah, that would be really a hallelujah. I would be calling you, and I would be publicizing that on TV if I was able to do that right now. For real.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe with Calliope, you never know.
I would be able to, yeah. Oh, that would be awesome.
That would make a news
For real.
Story.
That would make a big news story. If I felt that awesome, I would be doing that. I would be really saying, hey,
that would be
you
a cool
morons.
News story.
I would be saying, hey, you morons, look, I feel better with this, and I don't feel better with what you gave me. Why
so you know what
you
do? Save all those bottles and all those pills.
Yeah, I will. I will. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We'll make you ever know how they do the ticker
Save
tape
the
parade? I'll do a ticker tape pills. Sorry, but I have to appropriately dispose of them, you know, meaning I'd have to crush them and put them in put them in the earth. This is what they say, and mix them in soil. They say that.
Oh, we can pick them up afterwards. You can throw them out the window.
Yeah, I know. And then pick them up because you can't really
yell
just leave
hallelujah
them there.
Or something.
Yeah, and then we pick them and put them in something, you know, like on on a garbage sheet, you know, one of those painter's sheets, you know, so they don't. Yeah, but we'll do hallelujah for sure. Because I don't want anybody to get addicted to all the.
You know, I'll be the moderator. All right, this is for the used to be for the heart. You don't need it no more.
Yay!
we'll get an audience.
And have God
have a,
standing
an applauding audience.
This is for pain.
All right. Who we got online? Anybody? Anybody calling?
We have Maureen.
Yeah. Okay.
Maureen
anybody else?
Call in for this show. No, just Maureen.
All right. Let's take Maureen's call. InnerSight Live, our nursing home advocate.
No, appropriate. Here she is.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mary.
Hey.
Hi. Glad to hear you off one of your medicines, Suzanne. That's good.
One of them.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
a
I
start.
Said, one of them. That's good.
One of them.
It's a
start.
Start, right?
Yeah.
I got, maybe 40 to go, maybe.
Oh. Well, at least it's a start, right?
Yeah, something like 40.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't count yet. If I count, I'd be very discouraged, so I didn't count.
Right.
I was guessing
now,
40 pills.
What does it do to your body that you have to bury these pills in dirt when you're disposing of them?
You have to smash them, they say. You have to
what
smash them. You can't put them in the toilet. You can't, because it'll poison the water. It's illegal to do that. Yeah,
but this is what it's doing
to your
body.
Wow, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
Right, that's what I mean. That's what it's doing to your body.
Poison the poor animals.
Right.
Yeah.
You
don't want
them
to get.
What is your pee doing? That's what I'd like to know.
Where's what?
Because when I was, what is your pee doing? I'd like to know.
No.
That tells you right there. Stuff's no good for you.
Uh-huh.
Right. It's just all chemicals, really. You know, chemicals.
Yes. Chemicals. Killing chemicals.
That's what
the organic medicine you could put in the toilet.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Why
not? I'm drinking right now a smoothie with mango, okay, just so I can wet my palate while I'm talking on the show, and it's so delicious.
That's good,
you know?
Sounds
I'm having, it is, just so I could wet my throat so I could speak clearly on the show. I do that sometimes, you know, just so I speak clearly and I, you know, and it's so delicious. I love it. So I buy these organic, pre-made, it's all organic, no preservatives. I love it.
Good.
And
that's good.
I love it. Why can't they make everything like that? You know, it's packaged, but why can't they make everything like that? It's so easy. They could package something and make it nice. Why can't they make everything like that, Frank? It's simple. You know?
Who knows, right?
And it tastes good, too.
Yeah.
It's a mango smoothie. That's all it is. Oh, and it has a little, I taste a little hint of orange in it. Just a little.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice vitamin amount of C in it. I know
that's
I'm not
good.
Supposed to be eating. They say you're not supposed to be eating soy, but I love edamame once in a while. So I eat it once in a while. I had that for dinner. That's all I ate for dinner. A lot of pills.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a question for Maureen and for Suzanne.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
Mm-mm.
First, Maureen, you answered. How did you feel? A few months ago, when you heard what the governor was going to do in putting the sick people into the nursing home.
Oh God!
Well,
I'll tell you how I
didn't
felt.
Didn't find out about it till afterwards, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we had no say in the matter anyway.
Right.
And I think you know how I feel the way I feel about the governor yet today. And the way I will always feel about him. He still won't own up to the fact
He
did. He
very
still
angry.
Won't let them do an independent study.
Investigation.
He is such an arrogant hypocrite.
Yes, he is.
You know, he is just...
So you weren't informed.
Right there, say, on the radio.
No, we weren't.
You weren't informed. You weren't asked. You weren't asked your opinion. Or,
no,
your mom wasn't
March 10th,
asked.
No.
March 10th at about, 4 o'clock because we had just finished watching General Hospital, and I ran down to get a candy bar because we were liking to have Hershey candy bar after. So coming back from the cafe where I got the candy bar, the head social worker comes and says, Maureen, you're going to have to leave by 7 tonight. I said, I can't do that because my excess arrives not till 11:10. So we were told at like 4, you had to get out by 7. So I stayed a bit extra because I gathered her stuff and then somebody picked me up. But we didn't even have any prior notice of that
lead
either.
Lead time, no. It's so stupid.
Yeah, so from March 10th on, I couldn't see her till a week ago Monday.
I still can't see my mom.
We didn't even have, you know, phone access at first. And, I mean, he really, to do such a thing, especially when he had other places to put them.
Right.
And it's all mostly, it wasn't, Frank, it wasn't every governor. It wasn't a federal thing. It was mostly Democratic ones. And there were about 15 of them or so, 10, 15, and they were Democrats.
No, he's being an arrogant butthead. Excuse me, I could say worse, but I'm saying he's being an arrogant butthead.
He's a murderer,
you know,
is what he is. He's a murderer. Because even as
so
he
all the governors didn't follow that same idea?
No, it wasn't
only
put out by the federal government. It wasn't a federal government mandate. It was his mandate, and the others went along with it.
Frank, it was his mandate, and there were a few governors that were together in the coalition with him. There were the governors there were the governors who were in the metropolitan area, Frank, that were in the coalition with him together that followed this group.
Right.
Now, let me explain something that really made me aggravated, and Maureen totally agrees with me on this. After I found out about this, this was so atrocious. I kept, you know, tweeting him and tweeting him, and it was like on deaf ears, and I kept even tagging him. And I saved every one of those tweets, Frank, have them. Every single one of those tweets, I have a screenshot of them. And any time we go public with this, Frank, it's going to be atrocious. Because I have every single one of those tweets that I've told him more than once. We have a plan. Listen to us. We have a plan. Mm-hmm. We kept telling him, and he doesn't listen for beans. I'm saying it very, very politically correct right now. But if I really wanted to, I could go into grave detail, and I even wrote him letters. I wrote him letters that we wrote together, Frank, and I wrote him letters.
Well, he thinks he knows it all.
No,
he
knows it all. He wrote it.
When this first started, he was given complete control by the legislation to take over the whole state. Whatever he wanted to do in the whole state, he was given access to.
He was given carte blanche.
Right, that's why he thinks he's a king.
Well, let me say another thing. The thing that bothers me is this is the statement that I hate when he says, well, you know, we were 39th, or we were 56th, or we were whatever the hell number he ranks in the whole country. You know what, Governor? Yeah. I'm going to say it right here, right now. I don't care what number you were. If you were the 50th state in the ranking, there still were deaths involved, and I don't care. If there was one death or if there were a million deaths, you have blood on your hands, Governor, and I don't care. You put people in those nursing homes. You put COVID-positive people in those nursing homes, and I don't care. And my mother could have been one of those people, and she was actually, she probably was one of those people. And you know what? I can't even go see her still. There's no way I could see her. So far, two people in the nursing home, when we were supposed to see her, have tested positive, and it's been delayed again, twice. Mm. Now, Governor, is that fair? If you're, I want you, if you think these nursing homes are so clean and so fair, put your mom in one and let her test it. Let her test it and make sure that they're clean and fair, and let me tell you if it's okay. Tell me.
Thanks.
Tell me now, Governor. Tell me. I'm sorry, Governor. It's not right. You are malicious, and you have malicious intent and have blood on your hands. I'm so sorry, Governor. You are nasty. You are vile, and you should have not done this, period. Done.
And my mom actually detached the virus. Thank God she got over it, but she had it for like
living.
A month and a half.
That's right. Thank God she's living. Period.
My 85-year-old mother.
Right.
Has the virus because of
we don't know what complication she's ever going to get in the future because of his rat-ass hands. Excuse my French, Governor.
Yeah, because he's such an arrogant.
Son of
doesn't give a damn about anybody but him and his family, or maybe just him. I don't know. He's such an arrogant putz.
Actually a Democrat. I am a Democrat. But you know what? I'm going to say this. I voted for you. And you should be protecting me. I'm a voting constituent.
You should be protecting me. You should be protecting my mother. She did vote for you when she had her cognizance. You should be protecting my mom. When she had her cognizance,
she voted
for you.
But he did one good thing. He and de Blasio and Biden did do one good favor for me. I'm never voting Democrat ever again. I've learned my lesson. Because between
I want to say something. I want to bring up a point, ladies and gentlemen. He himself, I want to know where this went, where his heart went, okay? He did, and then it went away. It went gone, okay? I want to know where his heart went, because he had a heart at one point, okay? Where his heart went.
I missed that part.
Okay? He had a heart, and he said in one that he had these AIDS, okay? And he was going to help the disabled at one point and have them get their AIDS in the house and pay for their services more than, what do you call, usual, and help them get AIDS service. Now, I want to know, where did it go? Out the window, Governor? Where did that concern go? 2015.
How long ago was that, Suzanne?
2015. Only 5 years
ago. Well, he's had a hell of a long time to do it. He's had 5 years and he hasn't done it yet.
No, he has. He did. He increased the salary of them and then decreased it terribly after that. Now, I want to know, why'd you do that, Governor? Why? Why?
That's why the system's no good. Mm. They control it.
Yes.
He is.
Yes,
I hear he has a very nice tan. Did he have a mask line from the tan, I wonder?
No.
Has he been wearing his mask?
No. I want to know. There's something, a website called Real Lives, okay? Real Lives Matter or something. I don't know. I got to look it up right now. Real Lives. Real Jobs. That's it. Real Lives. I happened to stumble across this by accident. Real Lives, Real Jobs. And that's his website. What a hypocrite. For real. That is a sham artist.
Yeah.
That is, I cannot really imagine somebody to do such a thing to people all around. And then smile with such a devious smile. I'm blind and I can see that fake smile all the way.
Well, there is one good thing about
people, when they smile and you could hear, okay, their fakeness. You can't see it, but you could hear it. Oh, that's so terrible. You know that? You know,
well, there is one advantage of being legally blind. I haven't seen his ugly face in a long time. So.
Well, you know, in my mind, he's showing his real true colors now, because why doesn't he get the people out now?
That's because he's too busy taking care of the homeless.
Not doing
the crazies,
damn thing.
The depraved, the sex offenders. He's too busy taking care of them. Putting them up in luxurious hotels.
Well, the crazies, I don't care. The crazies he could take care of. But the sex offenders, come on. The sex offenders could go get a freaking job. I'm sorry, sex offenders, but you could go get a job.
There's a lot of homeless out there that could get jobs if they really truly wanted to.
They could go get a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know if you want a sex offender working for you.
I don't care.
I mean, he has not only two faces, he's got so many faces you can't even count them. He's such a hypocrite.
It was him and
whoever other, what would you say, Democrats lined up with him to do that. It wasn't a federal thing. On March
12th.
Oh, yeah, wait till he endorses Biden-Harris. That's going to happen.
Then we moved to Canada. He's going to endorse them.
He's going to endorse them.
Which means they're going to follow his ideas.
That's true.
That's what it means.
No, I don't think they're going to do that.
No, she's going to follow his ideas. Biden ain't going to be
the man endorses you.
She'll be the one.
Yeah.
You know? Biden's not going to be around for long, so she'll be the one.
Yeah, that's right.
Because Biden ain't going to last 4 years. Everybody knows
that.
I
know that.
So she'll take over.
Oh, I know that.
And like the man on the radio today said,
he
said
to
his wife,
he seems very dementia. He does. I hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen. He really does to me. He's very forgetful. Very.
Well, they're not gonna vote him in.
You think?
I doubt very much.
I don't know. We'll see.
They vote him in.
And I don't know if he'll vote. It's gonna be a very challenging election, Frank. I gotta tell you.
We still have protesters.
I talked to Joe the other night. I told him, Joe, which basement do you like better? all the same to me.
he wants to mandate wearing masks.
But he said on the commercial, I'm running for senator. I need your help.
That's better.
You know, it's so sad what's happened to this country. It is just
very
sad.
You know what I wish
Oh,
I
by the way,
say?
Friday night, the Follies.
Yeah.
I won't be doing the show. We're going to have a special guest, host,
yeah.
Senator Joe Biden.
Honored.
I'm not doing it with Biden. I'm doing it Frank.
We're honored to have him special guest.
No. He'll be senile the whole time. No. I'm doing it with Perino only.
He'll forget. Yeah, but don't worry. He'll forget to come on.
That's right. That's good.
Then you don't have to worry.
All right. In his sight.
He'll be like,
around the world.
What am I doing here?
I was talking to our friend in Canada called today, which may be where we're moving to. But anyway, she said she saw She saw a picture in the newspaper from New York, of course, and it was a naked lady. And so this is what the caption said: "Where's her mask?" Not with the clothes, with
the
mask.
Not her clothes, but her mask.
Where's the mask?
She's only naked, but where's the mask?
Yeah.
I thought that was cute.
It is cute.
All right. Inner sight.
That's good for the boys.
We're going
to
move on.
I wanted to end with a joke, a laugh. Okay.
Yeah, right. All right,
okay,
Maureen,
guys,
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, I bet you Joe would have his mask on if he took his clothes off.
Oh, geez. You need more than a mask.
Well, there's some people that should wear masks all the time.
Joe, don't take your clothes off. You don't want anybody to faint. They won't be able to vote for you.
They won't vote for him.
All right, in a second.
Take care, Maureen. I'm sorry, I just muted you by accident. Take care, Maureen.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, bye-bye.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Around the world, anybody want to call in, 213-816-1650. And, it's just horrendous how people use other people, especially when they're disabled and incapacitated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know of a more vulnerable bunch than people in nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or a
lot
of them don't know what
disabled family members, too. Now, I'll tell you want to hear something? The director of nursing at that nursing home likes to talk down to me, and I don't like it. And they did something that was not nice, and I'm going to take them up on it. They changed my mom's address on her record at Winthrop. I went to look at something, and I was like, are you kidding me? They changed the address on her files, on all her medical record, Frank. And I was like, are you kidding me? That's not good.
I didn't have any access to it. So I called over to Winthrop to find out, because I needed some information so I could find out what's going on, so I could get some medical records, so I could get some information on her. They changed all of it, Frank, her address. That's not good, because I wouldn't be able to get her insurance information.
Isn't her address the nursing home?
Yeah, they changed it to the nursing home.
So how could they change the address?
That's what I'd like to know. Yep, I'd like to know that.
Did they change the address of the nursing home?
Nope, they took my address off her records and put their address on. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. What's their address?
The nursing home in Farmingdale.
Yeah, so that's what I just said.
Yeah, they did that. I'm pissed. So wait till they hear from me tomorrow.
They put the address of the nursing home on her record. Isn't that where it's supposed to be?
No. No.
What do you mean, no?
I had my address, and there was a reason for that. I had that because I wanted to be able to see her medical records, okay? There would be no way I would be able to see her medical records without that. So I was able to do it this time by fooling the system and speaking to the people.
Oh, but your mother doesn't live at your address.
Correct, but I wouldn't be able to see her medical records.
That's how they did it.
Yes, but they wouldn't let me see her medical records. I had to...
Now, whether they're allowed to do it legally, I don't know. That's what you got to find out.
That's the problem. I was very pissed off that they did it without consent. That's the problem. They should have said to me,
they probably went through their lawyer.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have done it that way. They should have called me.
Well,
they
do what the hell they want. You know that.
That's right. So this ain't going to fly with me.
Well, you got to find out if they were legally allowed to do that.
That's right. Now we're gonna have some fun tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, call your lawyer.
I don't have one. I got to find out what to do tomorrow. For that, at least.
Well, you have what's his name?
Who?
You called him before. You didn't follow through, but you could ask him the question.
Oh, yeah. I could do that.
Campbell, right?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. Call Campbell and ask him if they're allowed to do that.
And I still could follow through on the other thing. I'm not out of, I'm not time barred yet. It's not a full year. I still could follow through. They'll be really surprised.
Yeah, well.
I'm not
time
barred
yet.
You've
got to get the...
I just got to get, I got to ask him to get the paperwork because I just can't do it. There's no way. My body is shutting down.
You got to tell him you're not able to do it.
Yeah, I just can't do it. My body is literally shutting down. I just can't do it.
You know, he might need you to sign an affidavit or something.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight 213-816. 1650, you want to call in talking about how people were put into the nursing home in the last few months at a big risk to the residents.
Yeah.
And, you know, this governor here in New York completely disregarding people's safety and doing that. I heard there's a couple of lawsuits. I don't know what the nature of them or who brought them, though.
Oh, I definitely want to get onto that. I hope we can. You think
I
we
don't
can?
Know who's involved in that.
Yeah.
So, very hard to sue the state, you know. They're all immune
from
all this stuff.
Immune.
So... You know, I tried to find out about that, but nobody called me back, so I don't know who...
Maybe I could.
Who's got the case or who brought the...
Yeah.
The suit.
Who did you find? Try to find out from?
I called Bahamonde, and he was supposed to get back to me. He never did. I don't know what happened.
Oh. Well, call again.
Yeah, called me the other day.
To do it again.
He wasn't there.
Try again. Say, Inner Sight wants to do it on behalf of myself and Maureen.
Well, I got to find out what the lawsuit's about.
On Mary
I'm not going to be a part of a half-ass lawsuit.
No.
I don't know what it's about.
It has to be a full lawsuit, nothing stupid, you know?
I have no idea what they're claiming or what, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Around the World, we'll be with you. Well, let's see, what's tomorrow night? Is the Funnies. Oh,
yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, the Funnies. So we'll have a lot of good stuff. We're going to do a piece with Lauren Hardy, Mandated Masks. Well, I don't want to wear this stupid thing.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to get sick, do you? Well, I don't mind getting sick. Would you bring me a lot of chocolate pudding? Oh, shut up. Tomorrow night, mandating masks. I got the idea from Biden.
Biden or Trump? No, Biden.
No, Trump. Trump knocked
doesn't
it down.
Care.
He don't want mandated masks.
I know.
Thank
he
God.
He never did.
So that's tomorrow night, Lauren Hardy, and we'll have some.
You know,
we'll have the disabled friendly philosophy.
This whole, I think this whole thing is gonna get all blown out of proportion. It really is. You know?
Yeah, who knows?
The people only who should be wearing masks are the people who have compromised immune systems, very compromised, like myself. I feel.
Yeah, but they don't.
And
they
I
don't test the immune system.
No, yeah,
they
should.
Do that, you know.
Yeah, they should test the immune system.
Tomorrow night, the philosopher, disabled friendly philosopher, on why Joe Biden likes the mask.
It reminds him of a bra.
Tomorrow night.
It reminds him of a bra.
Well, he said he's going to have intercourse with the whole country.
Yeah, he did say that.
I wonder if that includes Miss Harris.
He probably had intercourse with her. Oh, my goodness. What a scandal. Scandalous.
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to blow this whole thing out of... Well, wait a minute. I ought to call Murdoch's office and say, how about that story where Biden had sex with Harris, and boy, what a story for the Star.
He goes, do you have facts about that? Oh, yeah.
That would get him. But you see, that would get him more votes. That would get him a lot of votes. A lot of weird people.
I don't
would
think
vote
that
for
would get him votes.
You never know.
And that might get
all right,
him
we'll
heart
be with you
attack
tomorrow night.
The president.
On the Follies. The Follies should be very interesting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Around the world, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. If you want to make a donation toward Suzanne's wellness with
thank
Dr.
You.
Calipe, the GoFundMe is not up yet, but you can call the Inner Sight number. We'll tell you where to send your donation. All right. 631-224-3090. We thank all our listeners and the call. People who call in, and if we missed your call, we apologize. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies, Inner Sight. Start the weekend off right.
Right.
With Inner Sight. Well, maybe we'll have the weather report tomorrow night, too. All right, around the world.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and have fun. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Apple cider vinegar. Good night, everybody.
Very good. Good night, everybody.